Welcome to the Youth Message. I say youth because we're all young at heart, and sometimes even us so-called adults or elderly people need to listen to God's Word in a very childlike manner. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all the little children." So we are children of the living God. So that's why we do a youth message. Even if we don't have any youths or children in church, we do it because we want to proclaim God's Word in a way that everybody can understand. Well, I want to say good morning to you. And I also want to say, think about this. If I come out to talk to you this morning or talk to the congregation or start the worship service, say I would do it this way and that I was a radio announcer. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you this morning to the worship service here at the Bethel United Methodist Church. We have a really big service lined up for you today. We have our fabulous choir, the Bethel Singers, and we have with us all the other performers like the liturgist and the piano player and the ushers, and we are going to have an exciting time. Thanks for tuning in. Well, I don't know if you'd like me to start every worship service that way or not. I would like to add some excitement to our service, though. It would really be great. But there was no radio announcer. There was no preachers with microphones. There was no television. 2,000 years ago when Jesus lived and taught. Now, Jesus did have an announcer, and his name was Isaiah. And he prophesied this in Isaiah 40. It says, "He is a voice shouting in the wilderness, prepare a pathway for the Lord. Coming, make straight a road for him. Find in the valleys and level the mountains and the hills and straighten the curves and smooth out the rough places. And then all people will see the salvation sent from God." And then God anointed a fellow by the name of John the Baptist to proclaim what Isaiah was talking about in preparation of the coming of Jesus. Now, John the Baptist was a great preacher, and he was out in the wilderness, and he was ministering to the people. "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand," and he had a powerful message, but he didn't know what was going to come. He was preparing the way of the Lord. Now, John the Baptist, who was proclaiming that the Lord was coming for sure, and he was also knowing who it was going to be, it was Jesus. But Jesus had another announcer, as I read in Isaiah and Malachi and some of the other prophets years before Jesus' birth, told the people that God would send a special chosen one. That one would be Jesus. Now, we just got to celebrating what it means that that little baby lying in a manger in Bethlehem was the very special baby ever born. And we know now that he grew in wisdom, stature, and they called him Jesus. Now, that's why we were celebrating a couple weeks ago. Yeah, that thing called Christmas. So, I just wanted to tell you this morning, as I'm going to pretend to be John the Baptist and saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Let's all get ready to celebrate the birth of Christ, for he has come for your salvation." Well, that's the good news, that Jesus came into this world so that we may be able to have eternal life after we go through this thing called life and we learn everything about it. And if we accept Jesus in our life, then we have the promise of eternal life. Well, I know it sounds a little simple right now, but as we continue to study and learn more about Jesus as we grow in wisdom and stature, what a blessing day that will be when we all get to heaven.